now this is a vacation for Nora Downing, D-O-W-N-I-N-G, April 11, 43. Address as a letter to Kaylin Guidman, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, a follow-up for Mrs. Downing with chronic kidney disease, last visit October. She is a resident of New Hope. Family member brought her here today. When she went to pick her up, she was in the floor in the bathroom, probably for about an hour. She has Parkinson's disease. She uses a walker and doing physical therapy. She denies loss of consciousness, some bruises, but no focal deficits. She is alert to the intestine 3, says to be eating well without any vomiting, dysphagia, denies blood in the stools. There is constipation, no diarrhea. Occasionally hemorrhoid is bleeding, urine without cloudiness or blood. Prior abnormal PET scan, CT scan, pale attempt for chest mediastinal biopsy. Location was unapproachable. Negative biopsy on the left breast area. Plans for colonoscopy and biopsy for some kind of highlighting on the rectal area through PET scan. Remains on antibiotic prophylaxis for urinary tract infection. Has a sleep apnea but does not use PIPA machine. Denies the use of oxygen. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight anticoagulation with Eliquis. Takes bisoprolol and antiarrhythmics imiodarone. On Bumex and potassium replacement. Next paragraph, today weigh 254, blood pressure 120 over 90, bilateral JVD, lungs are clear, neural wishes consolidation probably fused, atrial fibrillation less than 90, no abdominal tenderness, 3-4 plus edema bilateral, some bruises, typical tremor at rest, some rigidity, some slow on responses, but the speech is, erase the slow responses. The speech is without facial asymmetry or expressive aphasia, no gross dysarthria. She asks appropriate questions. Next paragraph, chemistries. Creatinine 1.4, which is baseline for a GFR of 38. A normal sodium potassium bicarbonate in the upper side, a normal nutrition calcium phosphorus, normal white blood cell platelets, there is anemia 9.9, normal thyroid. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. PKD stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Next paragraph, morbid obesity. Next number, Parkinson's disease on treatment. Next number, memory issues. Next number, atrial fibrillation. Anticoagulated, antiarrhythmics. Next number, exposure to imiodarone. Next number, CHF without decompensations. Clinically stable, continuous all fluid restriction, diuretics, potassium replacement. Next number, anemia. Iron studies needs to be updated. She denies external bleeding. Next number, multiple falls, multifactorial. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism, continue to monitor PTH at least once a year. Next paragraph, all issues discussed with the patient and family member. They are not concerned about this fall from today. They don't see a reason to go to the emergency room. She is in the assisted living facility where she can be monitored, come back here in 6 months.